You're listening to Weekends on ABC Radio.
Cassie McCullough with you, and also with you is Jane Adams. She's the spokesperson, I think, Jane, of the Australian Farmers Markets Association. Hello.
Hello, Cassie. Good morning. Good morning to everybody who's either just braved the rain to go shopping in a farmer's market or thinking about shopping in one soon.
Well, that's a great sort of issue straight off the bat. What happens to farmers' markets when there's inclement weather?
Well, it has two effects, I guess, and I don't want to start this chat on a negative, but obviously you are a grower and you have too much rain, depending on what it is you grow, I mean, if you're growing lettuces, for example, it can be a real challenge. It can affect your crop, and obviously that affects what you can take to market on market morning. It also affects, clearly, shoppers, although I'd have to say, if you're living in Sydney these days, you've literally now got to have your umbrella as a permanent appendage.
That's right.
And I think many of the people who shop in farmers' markets, they go, and certainly the markets trade, rain, hail or shine, and the shoppers go, even in inclement weather. Of course, some markets are very blessed because some of them, are indoors, like Carriageworks in Redfern, for example.
Uh-huh. Now, around the state, there'd be all different kinds of markets and different specialities with each region, I suppose. Give us an idea of the sort of scale of this sector of the industry.
Mm. I'll go back a little bit first, Cassie, just to give you an idea of how it's grown. The first farmers' market started trading in 1999. That was actually in Victoria. By 2003, when we had our first national conference for farmers' markets, there were about 35. The next conference 2 years later, that number had doubled. That was 2000 and whatever it was, seven. Today, we count 170 to 80 farmers' markets nationally, and there are they're 50 plus in New South Wales alone.
So that's getting to the point where it's not kind of just a minority sector in groceries.
No, farmers markets have become a really vibrant link in Australia's food chain. I mean, it's only still a very small percentage of all food that's sold. But when I started running workshops back in the late 90s on farmers markets, when in the early days there weren't any, I mean, that first one was 99. I knew that there was potentially an opportunity to add that little link into the food chain because I'd done some research in America about farmers markets and I could see there was an opportunity to do that here in Australia. I mean, the progression has been, I would say, gradual. I wouldn't say it's plateaued. It's certainly the case that the association gets inquiries all the time from new start communities who want to start markets, from producers who want to sell in farmers' markets. So the sector, you called it earlier an industry. It's a funny thing. I kind of don't like that word.
Mm.
I tend to call it the farmers' market sector.
Yeah.
But it is a growing sector in our agriculture. I mean, it is. And when I first started talking about markets, people challenged me and said, oh, they're just a fad.
Well,
that was 99 and here we are in 2017. They're not a fad.
Oh, look, if you could have seen the rise of food culture in Australia 20 years ago, you would have got in on the ground floor. It's rampant.
Well, it's one of the things that triggered my interest in farmers markets originally goes back to an American food writer called Jeffrey Steingarten who was in Melbourne at a food and wine festival and basically got up on the podium and said, guys, you've got the most amazing produce, but you don't have any farmers markets, and kind of laid down the challenge and, well, what's the matter? And that was a seed that was sown in my mind originally. And, of course, now Australians embrace the source of their food so passionately. I mean, we want to know the provenance of what we eat. It's very important to us. We also want to, I think, as Australians, support our farmers. You know, there's an emotional connection in most Australians. We want to support our farmers. You just need to look at the dairy story to see how that can play out.
Describe for us the average farmer or produce seller in a farmer's market. What's the kind of...
There's no average, you know, nobody let me get away with saying there's an average one because they're all hugely individualistic. But the typical producer, primary producer, will be a smaller family farm operation. Farmers' markets are not ideally suited to broadacre farming, it has to be said. I mean, that's quite clear because it requires quite a lot of commitment by the farmer and the farmer's family to attend the farmer's market, whether it's a weekly cycle, whether it's, you know, monthly cycle, it's still a commitment. So it tends to be the smaller family farms. And the other food that sells in farmers' markets is artisan value-added food. So, I mean, somebody might be using local raspberries to make raspberry gelato. That's an artisan value-add example.
Or smoked meat, maybe? Or
smoking the meat is value-adding. Mm. Making cheese is value-adding. The artisan specialty makers, again, typically are smaller businesses, and many of those businesses have actually created brands through their participation in the farmers' markets. It's how they've launched their business.
And so I guess, I mean, I can think of 100 menus that I've seen that have these extended descriptions of where the food has come from. And quite funny, I went to New Zealand a few years ago to go on a walk, and at the end, as a reward, we all went to a restaurant, and on the menu was some deer, which is a sort of in plague proportions in some parts of New Zealand. Not only did it tell you all about the kind of deer and where they were from, it told you where on the slopes it had been. It told
which
you
helicopter?
The helicopter pilot's name and the shooter's.
Right.
No. This is too much information.
Well, provenance,
on my venison.
Cassie, provenance is important, but that might have been taking it a little bit, you know, far.
Too extreme.
We need to have, I mean, the whole point about farmers' markets and the strength of them is that it's putting a face on your food. Mm. And that integral connection that you develop, if you're a regular shopper in a farmer's market and you've got your regular stallholders, you develop relationships with those farmers, and that's really important.
That's the important bit. Now, Diane from the Central Coast has a question for you, Jane.
Hello, Jane.
Hello, Diane.
Jane, I've been really disillusioned the last few years in relation to not accredited sellers and also people that are selling, but we have so many farmers' markets on Sydney's Central Coast. I remember when the very first one started up at Piermont, and that was regulated by the council, and they had accredited, and the Choice magazine about 4 or 5 years ago did articles on the difference between growers and farmers' markets. And what I see now, to many of the markets, you look out the back and there's all the boxes in the Sydney fruit and vegetable markets all covered up, and they have a multitude of product that, you know, couldn't be grown by the one farmer. And I ask if you, I have asked people, you know, where their product from. Oh, I don't know. I'm just doing it for somebody else. And this seems, unfortunately, a really common situation.
Yeah, I don't know how common it is. It happens. And authenticity is really fundamental. Now, our association, I mean, the Farmers Markets Association, we are volunteers and we do as best we can to promote best practice in farmers' markets. We're very, and if you look at our website, which is just farmersmarkets.org.au, you will find the definition and you will find a set of model rules. These are it's the approach that we advocate to communities.
It's a great issue though, isn't it? Because what you're doing is creating a market that is fundamentally about goodwill on both sides, and it's not meant to be commercial, and it's not meant to be highly regulated. It's about the transaction between people. So
it's about trust, essentially. And unfortunately, you get situations like you do in every aspect of our daily lives where people, you know, don't follow necessarily the kind of unwritten rules that, you know, you meant to be what you see is what you get. That's what we believe in fundamentally and what we seek. So authenticity is an issue. In Victoria, the Victorian Farmers Markets Association has developed an accreditation scheme, and they have accredited a number of markets and a number of stallholders. That's been ongoing, and it has relied very heavily on underwrite or grant funding from the Victorian government. The Victorian government are alert to that, and they have been very supportive of farmers' markets.
Do you often go to farmers' markets, Diane?
Yes, I go quite often. Pyrmont, about 20-odd years ago when it first started. Castle Hill has a lot of genuine growers and who are accredited. And there are so many markets. I mean, almost every suburb has a farmers and or farmers markets. And they're just not.
Mm. Well,
and it's quite easy to see, and you only have to ask a couple of questions and they
Diane,
have no
that's
idea.
One of the things I'd recommend listeners, actually, if they're concerned about authenticity. The best way to deal with this is, A, if you are, well, the banana's a bit of a giveaway if you're south of Sydney.
Yes.
Look for the bananas is one thing. But the other thing is to actually ask the stallholder questions about the produce and about the farm.
Have the conversation.
Yeah. And if you don't get the answer that you actually satisfies you about authenticity, walk through the market and find a producer that where the conversation works for you.
Yes.
Thanks so much.
I have researched a lot of the producers and I know my special ones and I know where their farms come from because I'm so concerned. I'm not concerned, but the markets are very active, lively, great places to be. And so you had this great vibe there. So people believe they're getting genuine product.
Yes, and if you are willing to pay more because you believe that it is produce from the person that you're standing in front of, then you don't want to be ripped off. Thank you very much for raising that point.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's
bye-bye.
Great. Bye-bye. That's Diane from the Central Coast raising a very interesting question. I mean, really, I think, Jane, this really points to the fact that markets are so successful.
Well, that's what happens, unfortunately, that it is very successful as a movement, if you like, a grassroots movement. And there is the temptation for whether they're producers who do what we describe as backfill. In other words, they grow some things and then they might supplement what they grow with food that they purchase from either other farmers or other wholesale markets. I mean, there is the temptation to do that. But the best way to deal with this if you're a consumer, well, is to ask the questions that we talked about. You need to ask those questions of the stallholder. The other thing that happens, of course, is other stallholders are pretty alert to inauthenticity.
Yeah.
And they will remark upon that to the market manager. And it works quite effectively.
I'm sure it does. On ABC Sydney and ABC New South Wales, we're talking with Jane Adams. She is from the Australian Farmers Markets Association. And they've just launched this new website. And we'll hear a bit about it in a moment. But Jane, I'm curious. I mean, when this builds up, if you've been quite successful at having a farmer's market, does it become to the point where you can sell it on as a business?
Most farmer's markets, an interesting question, Cassie, most farmer's markets are actually community-based, so they're incorporated associations. So the market itself is not intended, well, it's not, they don't want to run at a loss, but it's not a profit centre. The whole point of a farmer's market is to drive the profit to the producer stallholders. They're the ones that are meant to benefit from this. So if it's a community-based association, it's embedded. And that was that's the recommendation of the AFMA model, is to make the structure community-based so that you, if you like, well, as best you can, ensure perpetuity.
Mm.
There are some markets that are privately run and some of them run successfully and authentically and some of them run, I guess I'd say, with certain blind spots because ultimately it's a private business and there's a willingness to just be a little lenient perhaps in the selection criteria.
Now, tell us about this information you've put together. It's quite comprehensive.
Well, we've had a website for some time, but technology obviously changes and we needed to develop a resource for farmers and for shoppers to be able to access information easily about where to find their nearest farmers market. So this project, which again is volunteer effort on behalf of the association, has produced a website that's got a really handy search tool. So you just key in your location and a distance parameter that you're willing to drive and then it will bring you up the list of farmers' markets nationally with details, obviously, of when they trade and the market manager's name, So it's very handy for people who want to access stallholders want to access potential markets to try and sort of get into the farmers market sector.
So it's for people who want to get in, but also it sounds like it's becoming a kind of tourism thing as
well. It can work like that too, because people, particularly the grey nomad sector, I've had conversations with people who will gear their itinerary to be in a certain town on market morning. One of the great examples of that was in Carnarvon in northwest WA, and to see literally a convoy of grey nomads arriving at the market was, well, it gave me palpitations.
I'm sure it did.
It was a great feeling.
Oh, well, it sounds like there's a big future in farmers markets, and I guess you just can't argue with fresh produce. It stays fresh for longer than...
Well, it's you can leave it in the fridge for an entire week. So I advocate farmers market shopping for everybody, and if you're interested to know more, we do have a DVD. Just jump on the website and you'll find details about it to help you start one.
Jane Adams, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks very much, Cassie.
Jane Adams from the Australian Farmers Market Association. Easy to Google if you want to find out more about that.